Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 here on Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. It's a pleasure you listening this morning. I hope you're having a great Thursday morning here in Pensacola. It's a beautiful day. If you have any questions, comments, 437-1620. I'd love to hear from you this morning. I have Kelly Simpson with the Animal Control Officer for Santa Rosa Animal Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
I haven't been outside all morning. It is beautiful out there, isn't it?
It is.
I feel like we've been so lucky with our weather lately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the weekend, Memorial Day, was gorgeous.
Oh, it was amazing. We went out to Crab Island, and it was beautiful.
Fun. Yeah. So. I tell every guest, it's always a pleasure living in Pensacola.
Absolutely.
We're so blessed. So let's talk about Santa Rosa Animal Services, and you're an animal control officer.
I am.
And I know that it's kitten season, right?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that.
We have kittens coming out of our ears.
Uh-oh. It's a little overwhelming, I know.
It is.
And tell me a little bit about what is the website that we can go to learn more?
You can go to our website, which is santarosa.fl.gov, and you can follow the tabs to get to the shelter. And we've got all kinds of great information there from, you know, our hours, our location, whether or not you want to find out if you're in a leash law area. There's maps there that you can.
What is a leash law?
So there's parts of the county that are considered leash law where the animals have to be under direct control and supervision at all times.
Uh-huh.
And so they have to have a leash on.
Okay.
And then there's other parts of the county that are non-leash law, which means that they can pretty much roam in that area. It's mostly the rural agricultural areas that are like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had never heard of that. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And so we find that out over on the website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, it's santarosa.fl.gov. And I clicked on, let me go back real quick so I know what I clicked on, departments.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's animal services.
Yes.
Under departments. It's right there. You might know this. What is the best pH level for dog water? A friend text in. Do you know?
I do not know. That would be more of a vet question, I think.
I'm not sure, but for humans, I know pH is 7.
Right.
Neutral.
Keeping it neutral.
Yeah. But I'm not sure.
I think I think the biggest thing for this area is if you take your dog to, say, a dog beach and they're around the salt water, you got to really be careful with that. You know, make sure they've got fresh water and that they're not drinking the salt water.
I'm going to do handy dandy Google, because why not? This could be true or not. Don't tie me to it. The recommended pH value for drinking water of your dog is the lowest alkaline pH level of 8.5.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that. So thanks for texting in. Absolutely. So for more information, head on over to their website, santarosa.fl.gov. Like I said, you can go to Animal Services. It has all the information that you need for sure. So where is your shelter located? Do you have late hours?
We do. We're over on Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Milton, yes.
Right.
Make sure we say Milton and Pine Forest
that.
Road.
Yes.
Yep.
And then we do have on Wednesday nights, we're open till 6:30 at night to kind of accommodate for those folks that when they get off work, if they're missing their animal, they don't have to miss work the next day to get them.
Oh, okay. Great. And so you said, let's see, 11:30 to 4:30 Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you said late hours.
That's our normal hours.
Your normal hours. And
Wednesday
is still 6:30.
Mm-hmm, yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Like she said, they're over on Pine Forest Road in Milton, not Pensacola. So don't head over to Pensacola and be like, where are they? It's in Milton. If you have a question, comment 437-1620. But like I said, you can head on over to santarosa.fl.gov for more information. So let me know how you can foster or adopt a pet. I know y'all are busting at the seams with kittens.
Yes,
so.
Yes. That's the best way that we can even stay afloat is having fosters, you know, help out with taking some of the younger ones out of the shelter system. And if you're interested in being a foster, you can go to that same website.
Uh-huh.
There's an application there. You can put that in. It's just going to ask you things like, you know, what kind of animals do you have at your home? You know, if we have a dog that's, you know, convalescing and it doesn't do well with cats, we're not going to send that dog home with somebody who's got cats, you know, so. Which
right.
lets us know about you and lets us know, you know, what you're even looking for.
Yeah. And also on your website, you have pictures of dogs and cats.
Yes, we do. All of our available cats and dogs are on there. And we've got really low prices for the adoptions. For the cats, it's only $10. They're fixed. They're vaccinated. They're, you know, walk out the door ready to be yours, you know, for $10. And dogs, it's $25. You absolutely cannot beat that.
So, $25. Yeah. That's it.
And that's the whole enchilada is taken care of. Oh, they're also microchipped as well.
All of that mm-hmm. for $10?
Exactly.
Oh, goodness. So, yes, if you're in the... You're looking for a dog or cat. They have the cutest cats on here, by the way. They're little tiny things. And we had a little tiny one not too long ago in the studio. It was fun. Go head on over there and you can click on adoptable cats, adoptable dogs. And it has all the pictures for you. So you can already just go ahead mm-hmm. and look at them. See if there's something that, you know, if there's an animal that you really like that speaks to you, speaks to your heart. And $25 for dogs, $10 for cats. And like she said, they're vaccinated.
They're vaccinated. Fixed, they're fixed microchipped. And they're microchipped. Yes.
Wow.
And that's one of the things too with the fosters. If we get a litter of puppies or kittens that are not old enough to be fixed yet, uh-huh. they do a foster to adopt. And that allows them to still be in the home with you and you still get everything done, but they're out of that shelter environment until they gain enough weight.
Okay.
And that way, or if they need the age on to be able to meet criteria for surgery. So it's kind of nice because then you can kind of get first dibs on the ones that are super young.
Oh, very nice. All this information's on the website. So to adopt or foster, they click on the adoption application. Mm-hmm. So that's the same application mm-hmm. for both. Perfect. If you have a question or a comment, it's 437-1620. We'd be happy to hear from you this morning. I'm talking to Kelly Simpson. She's Animal Control Officer for Santa Rosa Animal Services. Like she said, head on to their website. You can see the dogs, the cats, $10 to adopt a cat, $25 for a dog, so extremely affordable. You can also search for lost pets on their website, which I think is really cool. Mm-hmm. You have pictures. Let's see. There's links to the page. So very cool. If you have a lost animal, there's some pictures of those as well. And so you're having a busy season. It's kitten season, we know. What is trap, neuter, and release in regards to cats?
Okay, so with the community cats, they do offer a service to our, you know, our environment as far as keeping the rodent populations down and such. And with TNR, if it's a cats that are feral, they don't belong in a house. They're happier when they're outside. We will trap them. We will fix them, get them vaccinated. We tip their ear, and that lets us know that they've been fixed because catching them a second time to check under the hood is kind of hard.
Yeah, absolutely. I can imagine.
Yeah, so we tip them so that they can be easily identified from, you know, a great distance, and we don't have to trap them to see if they've actually been fixed
or
good.
Not. Awesome. So it's called trap, neuter, and release. Mm-hmm. They fix cats and give them vaccines, tip their ear, like she said, so they can make sure that it's taken care of here in Santa Rosa mm-hmm. only or in Escambia as well?
I'm not sure what Escambia
So just
offers,
Santa Rosa.
For definitely for Santa Rosa.
Oh, fabulous.
We've got a community cat day coming on June 20th.
Awesome.
And that is first come, first serve. There's 20 spots. If you have a feral cat population that you're trying to help manage on your own property, you can bring them in a trap. Just have them there by 8 a.m. and you can't beat free.
No, you can't be free. That is so smart.
So they get vaccinated. They get their ears tipped and mm-hmm. they get the little tattoo on them. The whole.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I have the pleasure of having Kelly Simpson with Animal Control, the Animal Control Officer with Santa Rosa Animal Service, on with me today. We're talking about adopting dogs, cats, fostering, the things that they're in need of for sure. One thing they're in need of is a veterinarian we talked about.
Yes. We are really looking hard for a veterinarian that specializes in shelter medicine. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's an exciting time to be able to do that because we've got a brand new surgery suite. We've got all kinds of nice little toys and tricks up our sleeves mm-hmm. to make your job easier. So anything we can do to support our veterinary staff, and so if we could just get a new one hired, that would be amazing. If you're interested, swing by the shelter and you can speak to our staff there, or you can also get a tour and see what we've got to offer.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. And you're building a new building, correct? Are y'all building a new building? No, over there?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was wondering who we were talking to, that they were building a place for you, the cats to get spayed and neutered. But I'll look into it. Absolutely. She's like, I don't know. But I remember talking about it. So we will find the answer for you, though. A friend text in, can Escambia residents adopt for those rates?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Anybody that wants to come in and open up their home to one of our fur babies, by all means, don't care if you come from Georgia, just come and help us, you know, get these babies new homes.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Like she said, it's very affordable.
Yes.
And then they already have the shots. They're vaccinated. They have a microchip. What else?
A vaccinated, microchipped, and fixed.
Fixed. Yeah. That's what mm-hmm. it was. I was missing. Yep. All of that for $10. Mm-hmm. And like I said, you can head on over to santarosa.fl.gov. Go to the animal services page, and you can see the dogs and cats, too, before you go over there as well, if mm-hmm. you wanted to. So they have all this information. And like she previously said, there's an adoption and foster application mm-hmm. on there as well you can fill out. You can search lost pets. There's a shelter wish list, which that's always good. I know y'all are needing things last time I spoke to you.
With the supply and demand of the animals that are inbound and a lot of the kittens, you know, we're always in need of kitten food, kitten formula, blankets, anything that you would want to, you know, help out as the foster that's taking on those animals. So, because if you end up becoming a foster, we send home everything that foster needs. That way they can provide a good home for those kittens or puppies.
Right.
So anything that you would possibly need for that, we love to supply our fosters to make them successful as well.
Awesome. So let me ask you, do y'all offer a low-cost spay and neuter option for animals?
For the community cats, yes.
Okay.
But not for personally owned pets at this time.
Okay. Okay. And you have a walk-in community cat day?
Right. That's the one that's on June
20th. That's the one that's on June 20th.
Mm-hmm. 8 a.m., 20 spots available, first come, first serve, and they must be in a trap.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Must be in a trap. Also, this is the first time I've ever heard of this. It was a few weeks back. But what is kidnapping?
Okay, so kidnapping is for those amazing people with really big hearts, and they see a kitten, you know, on, you know, or a litter of kittens on maybe the side of their house. They were out there cleaning up in their yard, mm-hmm. and they call us in a panic because they think that these kittens are going to, you know, perish in some way. They think mm-hmm. that they're in distress. Mama cat runs off. She goes and, you know, eats her lizards and then comes back, and then she takes care of them. If you scoop them up and take them away and call for them to be picked up or bring them to the shelter, then that mama comes back to an empty nest. And
right.
You know, the best thing for those babies is to be with mama because they have no immune system to withstand, you know, the shelter environment.
Okay. So make sure you leave them put.
Yes.
Okay. Because if not, it's called kidnapping.
Right.
K-I-T.
Exactly.
Napping. I was like, wait, what? I had never heard of that. And what do you do when you find a stray dog or cat?
So with the map that I referenced on our webpage, if you aren't sure if you're in a leash law or a non-leash law area, if you put in your address or where have you seen this dog, it will tell you if it is or not. If it is a non-leash law area, just let the dog be. If it's injured or aggressive, totally different game changer there.
Okay, yes.
But if they're just roaming along on the side of the road or running in a field, you know, not in any danger of any sorts,
okay.
just let them go on home.
Okay.
If it is a leash law area, you're welcome to call animal control. It's option 2 on the phone tree.
Uh-huh.
Let them know where that dog is. Also, if you end up finding one and you're holding on to it, snap a picture of it. Maybe use your social media network, you know, say,
okay.
hey, I found this dog.
Right.
And maybe you can be the hero of the day, you know,
yeah.
and get that dog back home to where it belongs.
Yes. And even I know two communities I've lived in have their own community Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And they even have something online that will text you things. But you can go
right.
to your community Facebook page and maybe your neighborhood and say, hey, is this somebody's dog?
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. But like you said, social media is great. Welcome back. I hope you are having a fantastic, wonderful Thursday morning. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, always informative, always local, and always dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is a pleasure having you listen this morning, and if you want to text or call in your questions, 437-1620. I am here with Kelly Simpson. She's the Animal Control Officer for Santa Rosa Animal Services. Whatever we talk about is on their website, santarosa.fl.gov. Click on Departments, Animal Services. It will give you all the information we're talking about this morning. Also, you can head on over to News Radio 92.3 after the show. I'm going to post this podcast for you to re-listen to if you need to.
Perfect.
Sounds great. So we want to thank some people.
Yes.
Who should we thank this morning?
We literally would be dead in the water if we did not have amazing rescue partners and our fosters and our volunteers. You know, our volunteers come out and those dogs get out of those kennels once, if not twice a day. They're getting walked and played with. Our fosters come in and save the day when we have small litters of kittens and mm-hmm. puppies. They are the ones that get them out of the shelter. And then our rescue partners, if they didn't pull from us, we literally could not find any more space for putting animals in. So
right.
those connections and getting dogs and cats moved is, it's priceless.
So thank you so much to
Absolutely.
The volunteers, the fosters, and the rescue partners, because mm-hmm. that just helps you to keep going and doing what you need to do in the community.
Exactly.
Amazing. And I wanted to remind you, the shelter is located at Pine Forest Road in Milton.
Mm-hmm.
What is the number exactly?
4451.
4451. Pine Forest Road in Milton,
not
Pensacola. Their hours are 11:30 to 4:30, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And they have late hours on Wednesday, 11:30 to 6:30. So if you need to get over there after work, I know sometimes that's really hard to get mm-hmm. places on time when they're only open till 5. So that's great. Or 4:30. So they have that one day you can head on over. And you can foster and adopt by going to their website and fill out the application.
Exactly.
And like,
yes.
Yeah. And like I said, $10 for cats, $25 for dogs. You're getting a steal.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, this Friday is Fiesta Parade downtown. It's going to be a blast. So you don't want to miss out on that. It is at 7 p.m. downtown. And also there's a Fiesta Boat Parade June the 3rd to watch colorful crews from the land. And you need to go over to Sanders Beach, Corin Jones Resource Center, or Plaza de Luna in downtown Pensacola.